And something that's always brought up when talking about you is the Tupac song, Thugs Get Lonely Too. What's the correct story behind that track?
Well, it was like me working with 2D3. Of course, he did music for Tupac. You know, he did To Live and Die in L.A. and all that kind of stuff. So it's like when he was working with Tupac before he died, he always said that Pac loved what I did. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I met Pac in 92 at the Atlanta Hilton on Cortlandt Street in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? And I seen him again when I moved to L.A. in 93, doing shit Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, Perspective right. Records. I saw Pac a lot during that summer, but we never got to work with each other, you know what I'm saying? So when I started working with QD3, he was like, you know, Pac always wanted to work with you, da-da-da-da-da, and he died. And when he died, they called me not too long after that and said, you still want to do a song with Pac? I'm like, what do you mean? We got this song called Thugs Get Lonely Too. They wanted you on a verse. And I'm like, I would be honored to do it. So I did it. And I guess they came out on like Machiavelli 5 or whatever.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I believe you had a collaboration with Snoop Dogg and Crooked Eye called Crooks and Dogs. But it never really got released. When was that recorded?
I don't even remember nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? I think that's something the fans put together.
Nah, I mean, I had an interview with Crooked Eye. Like, that was a few years ago, too, when he actually talked about that song. And it's online, though. The hook goes some. I think it's you saying Crooks and Dogs or something like that.
Man, I mean, I must have been on too many drugs. I always wanted to work with Crooked Eye, man, and I don't ever recall working with him.
I mean, I'll see if I can find it, I can email it to you or something.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? It's like, did I do something with Crooked Eye, man? I was like, I would have known that because that's how we met, is through the Wake Up Show. I don't remember ever doing. That sounds so familiar though, Crooks and Dogs. That sounds so familiar.
Yeah, I don't have it on me right now, but I know I had it, and I heard it, and I remember Crooked Eye talking about it. So you know, but it never really came out. It was just leaked online.
Man, I'm talking about that's my dude too, man. I mean, I met him a couple times, and it's like I don't recall ever doing a song that sound way familiar too, like Crooks and Dogs, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you would think I wasn't that high to where I can't remember doing music with somebody great like Crooked Eye. You know what I'm
Look,
saying?
Look, I'm reading the interview I did right now. I asked him, I want to see you with Tech N9ne. I think you and him would spit some fire together. And he said, I did a song with Tech N9ne where Tech N9ne did the hook, I did the raps, and Snoop Dogg did a rap. Tech N9ne did the hook, produced by King Tech from Swayne Tech.
Oh, that's probably what they did. They probably just put one of the verses I dropped on the track and never told me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's because I was doing music with King Technem for a minute. I was just dealing with A-House dropping verses.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And shit, they probably just used my voice or something. I don't care, though. That's dope. Yeah.
I feel you. And I mean, you name Crooked Eye as one of the MCs you'd pick for a World War III type rap battle in an MTV interview. Can we expect you and him to collaborate in future?
I hope so, brother. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm going to collaborate with a lot of folks, man, as soon as everybody gets to know who I am. And it's like, Crooked Eye would be one of them I would love to do music with. You feel me?
Yeah.
He's insanely dope.
Yeah, another artist that you named was Chino XL, and I know he was on your documentary, but the only thing we've heard from you and him is on the Wake Up Show anthem. So is there anything planned?
Nah, ain't nothing planned, but you know, those are the cats that I know that can go. Everybody I named on that MTV thing, you can bet I ain't just coming off the top of the head and just saying, okay, this nigga. Nah, this is like cats that I met throughout my career that I know can go lyrically, wordplay, and everything. Niggas okay. are a beast. And those two cats that you just named, Crooked Eye and Chino XL, fit that description.
Okay. And back when you did the Wake Up Show anthem, did you expect Eminem to become as big as he did?
Yes, I did. I knew his style was not like anybody else. I never heard nobody rap like that, rhyming words like that. You know what I'm saying? He was the king of wordplay, man. Met a required kick named Greg with a wooden leg. Cut it off and beat him over the head with the peg. Went to bed with the keg. Woke up with a 40. Mixed with Alka-Seltzer and Formula 40-40. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that was the first thing I heard him say, and it fucked my head up. We got our deals at the same time. He signed with Dre. I signed with Quincy Jones. We got a deal at the same time. It just, I signed something a little bit different.
I feel you. I know he was supposed to jump on this song, My World, with you and Brother Lynch. How come that never materialized?
He was going through a lot of things at that time, man, and we couldn't get him on the phone.
Oh, that was when Proof died, right?
Proof died when him and Kim had broke up for that last time. And
right.
Just a lot of things, man, you know, sizzling. So I got to feel that. You can't be mad about nothing like that. His man's personal life is in shambles. Why the hell he want to work and do any kind of music? The motherfucker's a fucking multimillionaire.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I understand. I think everything has its time and everything is meant. If it's meant to happen, it will happen. Until then, I can't dictate it. I can't say if I'll ever work with the guy. You know what I'm saying? I'd love to, because I love to work with motherfuckers that are equally talented. You know what I'm saying? I love to do Lil Wayne album. I'd love to work with that nigga. You know, even though some of my fans put us against each other when we cannot be compared. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, I love greatness, man. And those people that are great, only time will tell. And I shall be, like, in the midst of all those other great artists, because I consider myself a great artist also.
Now, a crew that you've been involved with for years is the Regime crew with Yuck Mouth. I mean, a Regime album has been long overdue. I heard Yuck is planning on putting something together called Dragon Gang. Will you be involved in that?
I don't know. I ain't never heard about it. Well, if it's got anything to do with the Regime, I will be there.
Okay. How come there haven't been more Regime tracks done over the last few years? I mean, it was always like a track here and a track there.
Because whenever you put two bosses together, you know what I'm saying? It's like it's going to be hard to get them in the same spot at the same time, all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, while he's in Japan, I might be in Denmark or something. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
We're working, man. We moving. You know what I'm saying? That's why we linked, because we're both bosses, man, and game recognized game. You know what I'm saying? He's moving like, you know, he taught me how to move. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Shit.
What was going through your mind when you did that verse on his album where you went like, I'm sick as a motherfucker. Bitch, you a motherfucker. You know which one I'm talking about?
It's a motherfucking shame how the motherfucker came, grab a motherfucking name, and get to blowing out your motherfucking brain.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, I was just, what was going through my head was the word motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? That's what that beat, they be want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was crazy. When I heard that, I was like, man, this dude's, he's out of here.
Yeah, I love that, man. I'm glad Yuck used it enough to, I mean, loved it enough to use it, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I was just busting shit, like, you know what I'm saying, using motherfucker in a different way, but using it to death.
I feel you.
Motherfuckers who hate me, motherfuck you. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, man. How many old unreleased Tech N9ne tracks are there locked up in the vaults from like the early 90s?
Shit, if I could count them, I'd tell you, brother. I'll tell you like this, they're gonna hit the surface real soon.
Is that right?
You know what I mean? Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of shit. Icy Rock got a lot of shit.
Yeah, I was about to ask you that, how many tracks you got. I know we probably got some shit in the vault.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we was doing music, man. It's like only they can tell you that. You know what I'm saying? Icy Rock got a lot, Don Juan got a lot, Trey Dizzy got a lot. I mean, like Black Walk got some shit, you know what I'm saying? It's like whoever I did music with, QD3 got some shit. I mean, just name it. I'm out there, man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And you know, I know you've been asked this a lot before, but all the fans want to know if there's any chance of you and Don Juan settling your differences and making music again.
Fuck no.
Yeah, okay.
Fuck no. That's just how I feel right now, man.
Yeah, I feel you. I wasn't even going to ask us that because I knew the answer, but, you know, I still got to ask it.
Fuck no. I'm still holding a grudge. Nah, man. It's all good.
All right.
Much love to the brother. You know what I'm saying? Fuck no.
What about Vail Bacardi?
Fuck no. All
right.
He's crazy. I don't want to work with crazy people. I'm crazy enough myself. Fuck no. Fuck no, I won't work with Don Juan. Fuck no, I won't work with Vail Bacardi. Ain't nothing personal. Well, it is something personal, but... You know, I let it all go. I'm trying to go forward, not backwards.
All right.
Yeah, I mean.
A producer who you worked with frequently on earlier records was Rons from Berlin. You did some great music to his beats. Are you still in touch with him?
No, I don't know. They said he had to get a job or something, and he had to stop doing music, and he disappeared. Now I hear he's looking for me, but I ain't hard to find. Let's do it, Rons. Where you at, bro? Yeah, like me.
All right. And Chris Calico's album recently dropped. How has the feedback been to his record so far?
Man, he's been selling out the roof, man. It's wonderful. They're receiving him real well, man. Real well. It's a wonderful album, and I'm glad that I was able to be a part of it and put it out, man.
Are you and Chris Calico still planning the Kibosh group project with a full band and stuff?
We're totally planning to do for Kibosh, and it will happen. We just got to find the time to look. This is the thing. We have to get a total band. I'm talking about not just go get one band and just tell them to play what we're thinking. No, man, we got to get real good musicians, man, and it has to be a certain stipulation that I don't want to really release just yet, you know, because the stipulation might cause a lot of drama, you know what I'm saying? But it's going to be a stipulation that you have to be in this band, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's going to cause a lot of, what do you call it? It's going to be controversial, put it like that.
Right.
And, I got a drummer in mind, a couple of drummers in mind. I haven't found a bass guitarist yet or a lead guitarist yet. We're trying to find, you know what I'm saying, keyboard players, steel drum players, you know what I'm saying, violin players. We're trying to go all the way, man. And just thus far, we just got a couple of drummers in mind. You know what I'm saying? So we got a ways to go, man. So hopefully we can do this real quick. We keep running into folks and say they want to be a part of it. And, yeah, man, we're still going to do it, man. It's just having the time to find a band and put it together, you know?
Sounds good, man. You know, I'm sure when it's right, it's going to happen.
Totally.
So what's the current status on Strange Music? I heard you signed Ill Bill to the label.
Yeah, that's what we're doing, man. I mean, it's not final yet, but that's our newest recruit. And I'm very proud to have him on our team, man. He's everything that comes with Ill Bill is lyrical. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that comes with Ill Bill is lyrical. You know what I'm sizzling? So it's like I'm proud to even have that caliber of MC on our label. You feel me?
Yeah. So when can we expect Ill Bill's album? What was it called? The Hour of
Reprisal.
Yeah, that's it.
Hour of Reprisal. I don't know. We had to push it back a couple times because we're getting legal work done. You know what I'm sizzling on their end. And soon after that, man, you're going to get it immediately because the album is done, my friend.
All right, sounds good. And will Liquid Assassin's solo album be dropping through Strange Music?
I hope so, man. I told them, you know, to submit it to us. You know what I'm saying? Submit it to me and Travis as soon as he finishes it. And we go check it out. Of course, he's family, so he gets first dibs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you. So, you know, I know Twista was supposed to be on the Welcome to the Midwest track, but he didn't end up being on it. But I think you and him did some on Prozac's album.
Yeah.
Can we expect some more tracks from you and Twista?
I hope so, man. I think we'll possibly do something really huge in the future, man. You know, I'm sizzling, I guess, Welcome to the Midwest. He actually did that verse, but we never did get the business, you know what I'm saying, taken care of in time. You know, I'm sizzling because time is a hell of a factor for him and for us. So it's like that one didn't get to come through, and it was dope. Chris Calico filled in, and it was dope too. You know, sizzling. So on the Tech N9ne album or the Twista album, I'm sure either I'm gonna be on his or he's gonna be on mine in the near future, or both. You know what I'm saying?
That would be great. And another Midwest artist that fans would love to see you work with is Crazy Bone. I mean, you did that song Thug Pit, and I think you also toured together. Crazy Bone mentioned you recently when talking about bringing the Midwest together. What's up with some tracks with you and Crazy Bone?
That's what he said, man. He told me, man, we want to do a project that, you know, got all Midwest cats on it, but I want you to be a part of it. I said, whenever you need me, brother. And Bone Thugs and Harmony, that's my family. You know what I'm saying? After we toured, it became my family. You know what I'm sizzling? And as well as DMX, you know what I'm sizzling? So it's like all those people that we clicked with when we was on tour, you know what I mean? We become family, so if they need anything from me, they got that shit, you feel me?
Yeah. And you know, a topic that you talked about a lot in your songs, and is your acceptance from the black community to where you felt like you've been often overlooked, or I don't know, you said that people don't consider music black or something like that. So how has that evolved? Has that changed since?
I mean, it's changing right before my eyes, man. I think MLK had a lot to do with it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when I say MLK, I mean Misery Loves Company, my Tech N9ne Collabos album, you know. I think I got to do a lot to do with it, you know what I mean? And just me being out in the street, man, you know what I'm saying? Me being back in Kansas City, got here, connecting with the people, all people for that matter, you know what I'm saying? But my people are people that I lost in 2001 with the release of Angelic. I was a devil worshiper. They just had to tap into the new Tech N9ne music and know that, yes, I am different, but I am something that you can live with for the rest of your life and listen to for the rest of your life. All my albums, you can resort back to them, and it takes you back to that place where you were then. You know, so everything they missed, I'm sure my new music can make them go get everything they missed. And it's wonderful to have everybody acknowledging me now. You know what I'm saying? Everybody. Not just, you know, all the fans that know about me. It's wonderful. I love them, too. I love them to death. But if I'm supposed to be for everybody, man, you know what I'm saying? The people that I lost are, they become my mission.
Okay.
To get them back, because my music is supposed to be for everybody. So for the people that has been on me for the longest, I love them for recognizing real music. You know what I'm saying? For the people I lost, I made them my mission to get them back. You know what I'm saying? And I think it worked.
All right. I know you recently got off tour with Paul Wall. Do you have any new tours planned after Killer comes out?
Yeah, man, we got one starting July 28th with the Cotton Eye Kings and Head P.E. Yeah, that I mean, X-Clan, Send Dog from Cypress Hill, yeah, I mean. So it's like, it never stops, my friend. And then shortly after that, we do the Strictly Strange tour, and that will have Scatterman and Snug Grim on it. That will have, hopefully, Ill Bill will be on it, yeah, that I mean, Ill Bill and Slang, Grave Plot, Big Chris Calico, Calhoun, you know what I'm saying? Just keeps going. Tech N9ne, man.
Any plans of going overseas?
Hell yeah. I'm saying I'm about to come over there by you. I think everybody's been at us lately, you know what I'm saying? So I tell Travis, man, let's go. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? That's just the motto of this year. Let's go.
All right.
You know what I mean? And I got to get over there, man. You know what I'm saying? Germany is a place that I've been trying to get to for a long, long, long time. And all it takes is just a promoter to have some motherfucking balls and get me in one of those clubs that can hold 1,000 or more.
We'll see what we can make happen. I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, man. It's like you just got to be able to have the balls to do it, man. I know they say I'm a riot maker or whatever, but shit, I bring love, homie. You know what I'm saying? It's like I bring hardcore music and love, dude. I mean, how can you go wrong with that? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, just get the right people to get me there, man. Because I tell people I'm going to tread every piece of this earth before I die, homie. And that's a piece that I have to hit. I mean, how am I going to be working with Ron's from Berlin and not be able to go over there and thank those people who bought the album just because one of their people who live there, one of the people that reside in that area, do music for me? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, I'm supposed to be able to thank them. And the way I thank my fans is to go where they are. So it's all on the promoters, man. You know what I'm saying? All they got to do is call Travis and say, hey, this is what we can do. This is how big the place is. This is how much I can pay. What do you think? You know what I mean?
All right. You know, I personally haven't had the chance to catch you live yet, but I've heard good things about a Tech N9ne concert. How has your stage performance evolved through the last years, and how do you get the crowd hyped up?
My music, my presence, along with Big Chris Calico and Cut Calhoun and Scenario with the lights, you know, is energy off top. I mean, if you listen to Einstein, if you go back to Angelic and listen to Einstein, you hear the energy. You know what I'm saying? If you go to Psycho Bitch on that same album, you hear the energy. This ring, even though it's calmer, you feel that energy. Just imagine somebody being able to execute that on the stage with ease. I'm not calling my job easy because it's hard as hell to do it, but with ease, getting it to the crowd, like, and it don't sound shitty. You know what I'm saying, Linda? What you can expect from Tech N9ne show is total energy. And if I had to label my show or my music with one word, it would be loud. Now, it's word. It's still one word, but it has two syllables instead of one. Louder. That's what my shows are now. Louder, because now you got shit like About to Bubble on top of all that old shit, and you got Night and Day, you know what I'm saying? Caribou Lou, you know what I'm saying? Riot Maker. Loud, homie. Louder. That's what I am. It used to be loud, but now what you can expect is louder, two syllables.
All right. And, you know, what can fans expect from Tech N9ne after this album? What's the next step for you?
Tech N9ne Collabos Part 2. I got to do that this month.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So you're dropping it back to back.
Mm-hmm. Travis is trying to put it out in February or March. You know, sizzling.
Okay.
The reason why I say Travis is trying to put it out, because I'm always on the road. Of course, I'm vice president, but Strange Music, we're trying to put it out, but Travis is really the nigga that really be behind all that shit, the dates and everything, so I can't take no credit for that shit. All
right.
He got that shit down pat.
What will Tech N9ne be doing when he's 50, 60 years old?
Fucking bitches.
That's it?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I can say it nicer. I'm going to say it nicer. I ain't going to say fucking bitches. I'm going to say being with really beautiful women still. You know what I'm saying? That's my vice. A beautiful woman is my vice. Beautiful eyes, beautiful smile, beautiful skin. You know what I mean? Nice lips, nice legs. You know how I go. You know what I'm saying? So, 50 or 60. I mean, Quincy Jones is still kicking it like a donkey. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about? He'd be having foreign bitches. You know what I'm saying? Still. On his jock. And he's 70-something. So just imagine what I'm going to be at 50. Yeah, I'm a monster with women. That's what I'll be doing. I'll have a house somewhere on an island, somewhere in Fiji or something, I don't know. But I'll just take a trip, take like 6-7 bitches and party.
I will have to talk when it's that time and you can tell us your stories.
Exactly. I'll probably be getting hot water from a bitch at that moment.
Alright. And the last question, when did you first come up with your trademark ad-lib, you know, the cha?
I really don't know when it happened to me. But it started, and it still is, I think it started in Nut House. It had to start in Nut House, because I recall Icy Rock and White Boy Will, the weirdo or whatever you want to call him, you know what I'm saying, making fun of me about the jazz, you know, it's chill, you know what I'm saying. So it's like, it started as a burst of energy. It's yeah, it's the word yeah, it's like yeah, you know what I'm saying, but without the Y, it's with a CH to give it more impact, you know what I'm saying, like Michael Jackson says, jump on, instead of come on, jump on,
right.
You know it. You know what I'm saying? It's like the same thing, but it's like, yeah, but it's like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like a burst of confidence. You know what I'm saying? A burst of energy and a burst of confidence. Like, I just said something hardcore. Yeah, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And that's still what it is. After all this time, I just don't know. It's been so long. I have no idea how long it's been since, but I know it's been a long time. It's been more than 10 years, I'll tell you that.
Okay, I can dig it. Before we go, is there anything that you want to let everybody know?
Yeah, I want everybody to know that they're supposed to celebrate life, because people are trying to blow this place up over money, over materialistic shit, you know what I mean? That's why we have the shit going on in Iraq, and if people loved more and kicked it, you know what I'm saying, we wouldn't be at war, so celebrate life, you know what I mean? Jim Morrison said it a long time ago, of the Doors, he say, I know one thing, man, gonna have my kicks before the whole shit house goes up in flame. You know what I mean? And I knew what he was talking about back then, and it's relevant right now. So celebrate life. That's what I always say at the end of all my interviews. You know what I mean?